Police spokesperson Major Elijah Mabor Makwaj says arms used suspected of being from Go community of Shebet County attacked the Roof community of Malek Payam in Rumbek Central County.
This morning, we have received the information that there was an attack that occurred yesterday night at the place called Malyar, Malek Payam. Unknown armed men came and attacked people. And according to the reports, we are told that 4 people were killed. Among them, 2 are children and 2 elderly people.
Major Makwai says fighting is ongoing in the area. He says the attackers are revenging last weekend's incident in which arms used from the Roof community attacked the rail cattle camp belonging to Gok community of Shebet County. He says 14 people were killed and 22 others were wounded in that attack. Makwai says police sent one group of officers to Malek Payam on foot, while others officers have hired motorbikes to reach the area to stop the fighting and identify the attackers.
Already we have sent one squad of our police force to go and monitor the situation using just putting other means like motorbike, because that area where the fighting is taking place is inaccessible. There's nowhere that the vehicles can go. Already the fighting is taking place, and these are the people from one state. What we only can do is to monitor the situation.
Makwaj advises the communities in Lagos State to desist from violence, saying too many lives have been lost already.
Stop revenge attack and cattle raiding, simply because the revenge will not take us to anywhere. Put in mind that the type of revenge people are doing now will not end the problem. Simply because today your relative is killed and then you plan for a revenge. You go and kill a different person who didn't wrong anything to you. And when you go and kill him, his relatives also will feel paining and decide to go back for revenge. This circle of revenge will be continuous.
Right Reverend Isaac Diawater, Bishop of Akko Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, has condemned the attacks and counterattacks. He says there is no justifiable reason for young people to kill each other. Bishop Ater is recommending that government and religious leaders to go to the cattle camps and preach peace to the youth. He blames area parents and the government for abandoning their children without talking to them about the importance of peace.
The message is very clear, always very clear to them. I do say let the people be in peace. But now what happened to them, they are not accepting even advice, because they are, most of them, they believe and they turn away from God. And it is a punishment to them from God why they are not listening. But I always ask the people to let us intervene, go to the cattle camp to teach them so that they can know what is the benefit of peace.
Makwai says this week alone, police have received reports about 3 violent attacks that have left several people dead in Lagos State. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek.